is an 8-iron, and it's a dead shank.
Wow.
Way right.
Oh, takes a hop off the path.
You got to be kidding me.
Very tough pitch shot right here. You got to hit it into the hill. One hop up and bite, and it's in.
Kind of like that.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Jay from Sub 70. It is March 1st. The Masters is just a little bit over a month away, so that's exciting. This week is the WGC Mexico. Interesting course with crazy elevation. I think it's about 8,000 feet above sea level, so you'll see guys hitting irons damn near 300 yards. Pretty cool. Check it out. It's a tight leaderboard right now. Tournament just started. This episode is our interview with Xander Schauffele. Hopefully I said his name pretty accurately there. Xander was a huge breakout player last year. He was the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year. He had two awesome victories, including the Tour Championship in Atlanta. We'd like to thank Xander and Callaway for setting this up for us. We had a kind of lighthearted 15-minute talk about his season last year, his switch over to Callaway equipment, which took some people by surprise, what he's hoping to accomplish in 2018, and then we just had some fun at the end and talked about some random topics and had him pick some and/or type questions. So really cool guy. Appreciate it. Hopefully he gets another victory here. He's actually 3-under through 7 right now, so things are looking good in Mexico. We'd love to have him on again, and hopefully you guys like the talk. Obviously, last year, your first year on the tour was a really awesome start to your career. You got Rookie of the Year. You had two incredibly high caliber wins. You surprised some people, obviously, when you switched equipment, and I was wondering if you could just kind of summarize your equipment testing process and ultimately why you decided to go with Callaway.
Yeah, I mean, it was simple. I mean, at the time I was sort of, it was tough, obviously. I mean, I was with TaylorMade since my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have any reason to switch, and my contract was up, and I was like, I need to be responsible and sort of, test other products just to see what's out there, since I've never really done that, because I never really had the power to. So
kind of
went around, and I wasn't expecting a whole lot. And, I joke about it now with the guys here, but I was like, you guys kind of tricked me. They had some new product out that I didn't even hear about when I went in. And that sort of swayed me to come over here. And I just felt like the team and just the overall support for the direction I want my game to go, and just me as a person, I just felt like there was just an overwhelming amount of support coming from Callaway. And equipment wise, the ball was huge. If you look at my stats, there's areas that are pretty weak. And my coaches and I, we talked and figured I need something a little different that'll kind of feed into hitting better shots. Around the greens is kind of where I struggle. And that new ball they tricked me with, or not tricked me, but surprised me with, I should say now, tricked
at the
time. The ace up the sleeve for sure. So when I went in, it seemed to be kind of a no-brainer.
There's been a lot more players, I guess, that have kind of been on the, free agent equipment market, whether it's due to, Nike exiting the industry or other factors. And I know a lot of guys, Rory has said it and other guys have said it, that the ball is kind of their number one priority, and that's kind of what leads them to these different manufacturers. So what ball are you playing? Now you're playing the new Chrome Soft, and where, what differences and what really, gave that the upper hand over some of the other stuff you maybe looked at?
So, I'm playing the Chrome Soft X 2018, and it was funny, and part of my decision, when I won the Greenbrier, I was using a Tour Preferred X, and when I won the Tour Championship, I used a TP5X.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, looking for my first one with the CSX, but it was, that helped me in terms of switching. I knew, I was like, okay, you know, the ball is obviously extremely important. Like, you know, like you mentioned, other tour players talked about, but the fact that I went with two different golf balls, I felt like I could switch and not be too scared. So that was kind of firsthand. And then second off, the CSX was my struggles around the greens. And as long, I figured as long as I don't lose anything off the tee, then I have no problem. And the CSX is much softer around the greens than the TP5X is. It spins more. And with irons, it spins pretty close to the TP5X, which is surprising for how soft it is around the greens. And then off the tee, I think I gained a mile per hour ball speed with it. So like I said, it was kind of a no-brainer once I went through the testing process.
Yeah, it sounds like everything kind of aligned and it just made sense from, I guess, all the way from tee to green.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so obviously the season is young. You know, you've top 20'd your last two starts and you just came off a T9 at the Genesis. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what's going well so far. What do you feel most confident with as far as your game goes? And then what are maybe some of the areas that you want to improve on and kind of want to see the numbers get better as the year goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of a stats guy in terms of assessing, so I don't get too emotional or irrational on my opinion on my game. I try to look at some stats here and there, and I am happy to, you know, I switched. I've been playing the new Rogue Driver in for a little bit, and then I am in the Epic right now. I'm pretty excited about the woods, to be completely honest. The 3-wood and 5-wood, at Riv, the 5-wood kind of saved me a ton of shots.
Yeah, I think you're top 10 strokes gained off the tee right now.
Yeah, so the thing I'm most excited about is I haven't lost any of my strengths by switching companies, which is, you know, anyone's concern when they switch. Like anyone, like even Rory, when Rory switched clubs, like he had an off year, you know, when he went to Nike, it took him a year to figure it out.
Yep.
The scary thing and why everyone's reluctant to switch companies is how quickly you can kind of game it. And so I think the fact that I've switched the ball right away, I've switched my woods right away, and still being able to put up decent scores, you know, without feeling, you know, too great about my game early in the year. Kind of speaks volumes to the equipment. So,
and then around the greens, still working on that.
Yeah. Around the greens is something I need to work on. It was funny. I was just talking today earlier to my coach. It's just something I don't practice enough. You know, when I go out there, I find myself on the range and putting green, and I'm a rookie still at certain courses. Like I didn't play at Riv at all. So I'm sitting there focusing on certain tee shots I need to hit and putting a lot with green speeds. And I kind of forget or neglect short game stuff. So it's not that I'm not capable of hitting a shot. I think I just need to spend a little more time around the greens.
Yeah. A little more focus, a little more time, and I'm sure it'll come around.
Yeah.
So this season will be your first crack at the Masters. Have you played Augusta?
I have not. I have not made the trip yet.
All right. Awesome. So you've never played there. I was curious, you know, obviously I'm sure you've seen it a million times on TV and, you know, talked to other guys. And do you feel like it's a course that will kind of fit your game or your eye, from what you've seen or heard?
You know, going back to stats, I feel like I should play if I don't let, you know, things get to my head. If I kind of just be myself and take whatever I have into that week, I should perform okay for my first time. You know, that's not, I haven't seen the course or anything, so I'm just kind of guessing here. But, you know, I drive the ball well and I putt pretty decent. So those are two important things around Augusta. I know around the green stats are very important, so safe to say I might spend some time chipping out there.
Absolutely. Will you play in the par 3 contest?
Yeah, I feel like that's something you need to do. You know, I told my girlfriend she has to fly out there for that to caddy for me. So that'd be embarrassing.
That was my next question. Is I think the biggest question, or you know, most pressure thing maybe leading up to that is who's going to be your caddy and keeping family and friends happy.
Yeah, no, it was my. I think the order was my girlfriend, and then probably my mom, and then, you know, my, I don't know, brother, and then dad. I don't know.
You'll have plenty of opportunities, I'm sure, to get them out there. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
Patience is a virtue. So, I guess the, you know, the next thing is obviously it's a Ryder Cup year, and right now you're sitting 19th for the United States standings, and it's very early in that process. But I just wanted to see if you could talk about kind of some of your 2018 goals and then how the Ryder Cup might fit into that for you.
Yeah, my goals are simple. They're pretty stats oriented, so I don't want to bore you with that, but I can promise the Ryder Cup's definitely up there. So far I'm, you know, kind of nitpicking my schedule, and I'm very aware of, you know, it's nice to have a top finish just because I'm not playing as much as I'm used to in the past. But if I don't start playing as well or don't hit certain spots that I feel like my team and I need to hit in the year, you know, I'll kind of ramp up the schedule just to try and get more points.
Yeah, I know they kind of back weight some of those tournaments as well, you know, as it's getting closer to the actual Ryder Cup. So I wasn't sure if that would impact your scheduling, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of the other guys are taking that into consideration.
Yeah, so I think everyone, it's hard to play. I'm sure all the veterans or guys who are closer to the top of that ranking, they know, you know, they're either in the tournament or, you know, they're trying to prepare themselves for the Ryder Cup, that, you know, the guys that know they're in the tournament. But, you know, guys like me, or we don't really, I don't know how to plan my schedule. You know, I'm still a rookie in a certain sense in terms of planning. This is my first year I get a plan, and, you know, I can kind of plan whatever I want. So we'll try and plan all the big stuff. And if we don't do well enough, then, you know, I'll pick up some more tournaments and try and get more points so I can try and compete.
Awesome. So I have a quick list of sort of, I don't even know what to call them, little lightning round sort of and or questions. If you got a few minutes, I'll rattle through some
of
them.
Of course.
There's no right or wrong answer. Honestly, there's only like a couple of them that are even golf related. So pick one, don't pick one. Just give me your first reaction and we'll just rattle through these.
Okay.
All right. TV shows or movies?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You could say both.
Either, both. I can't pick one there.
All right. How about Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
All right. Audiobook, actual book, or podcasts?
Audiobook.
Basketball, football, or soccer?
Basketball.
To play or to watch, or both?
I played soccer. I mean, honestly, I'd rather play soccer, and I like watching basketball.
Okay. Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
There you go. We're Chicago guys, so we appreciate that.
There you go, yeah.
Federer or Nadal?
Federer.
Burger or chicken sandwich?
Where's the chicken sandwich from?
Wherever you want.
I'll probably go burger.
All right. Salsa or guacamole?
Guacamole.
Red or white wine? Or neither?
Red.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Green jacket or claret jug?
Green jacket.
And one PGA rule change, if you could make any change to the tour.
That's actually an issue. I've never thought about that.
I've asked a couple guys and they said shorts.
Yes, I don't care too much for that. I'd say, I always say if their ball speed isn't above a certain number, they shouldn't be allowed to wear metal spikes.
I like that. That's perfect.
So I said the number, you know, if you can't swing it above 118 and your ball speed isn't 175, you shouldn't be able to wear metal spikes.
Yeah, it's like a rite of passage. You got to be pounding it out there to be wearing the metal spikes.
Yeah, you know, they have to serve a purpose. If you're swinging it, you know, if the ball speed is 165, you don't need metal spikes. you shouldn't ruin the greens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yep. All right, favorite vacation spot?
So far, I'll probably say Kauai.
Awesome. All right, final one. The deciding Ryder Cup point is on the line, and you have to have a tag team wrestling match. What other American golfer is your partner?
I'd probably take Brooks Koepka. He's my wrestling partner.
Is his wrist getting straightened out? You got to have a healthy wrist, I think, to get into that wrestling.
I mean, I think there's some intimidation factor.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there, so he doesn't use his wrist.
Fair enough. All right, man, that's all I got. I appreciate the time. I obviously wish you the best of luck, and hopefully, you know, maybe we can talk again at some point, and, you know, just good luck going forward.
All right. Thanks, man.